This is Devin.
And this is Elmer.
Welcome to the Forum Journey Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the Forum Journey Podcast. Glad you're with us. We are on this series of missional community and what it looks like, what it could look like for you, what it has looked like for us. And so as promised.
And we're experts, correct?
We are not experts.
Oh,
we're living examples.
That's right. That's right. That's right. We're breathing, living examples of some major failure
of what it has looked like, what it has evolved into,
and our dreams.
Yeah.
of what it's going to be.
Yeah. So on today we've got a guest with us who's going to share his experience and what has taken place, the successes, the where it's not gone well, but and all of it. So, Elmer, you want to introduce?
Yeah. Matt Klovdahl. Obviously, we've known each other a few days. I'm still a little bitter. I don't know what year it was when your dad tried to draft you in the 7th round of the Sun League. Oh, no, he's terrible. I was like, Dave, I think you're cheating. But no, he can't be a 4th rounder. No way. Dude, I would have picked you up in the second, but because there was someone probably bigger than you at that time, because you hadn't grown yet, and that was part of the problem.
I was pretty small.
Yeah, I was pretty small. At that point. Yeah. But you were a stud. So, your dad called me yesterday, so I love him. But that said, obviously we go back a long ways. In fact, I remember having a Bible study at your house, and you guys broke the lamp. I remember you guys sharing that. And you guys turned the lamp so that Mom wouldn't know that it was broken.
That's a good story. No, that's a good classic.
It
gets better. It was a ceramic lamp.
Yeah, right.
That we taped back together with Scotch tape, and she didn't know for years.
Yeah, it was a long
until
time.
Until she was cleaning up down there, and she saw the hole in the back because we lost a piece.
The funny thing about that is that. We didn't say that off the air, because I'm thinking, so how often were you cleaning down there, Kay?
Well,
you know Dave wasn't. You know Dave wasn't cleaning down there.
No.
So, Matt, tell us what makes up Matt Klovdahl.
Follower of Jesus, my husband, father, son, brother, want to be a loyal friend, hopefully an inspired teacher at this point, and seeking to walk each day, hopefully be able to hear a little bit, learn a little bit, and
So you and your wife have been married for how many years?
We are on 22 years. So
wow.
Yeah, we were married 1999. So yeah, 22 years. Got 4 kids. Oldest just graduated from high school. McKenna is 18. I've got 3 boys after that, 16, 14, and 11. And so Ethan, Connor, and Soren. And so we're live in Chehalis, and I'm a teacher at WF West High School in Chehalis. I teach the self-contained classroom for students with moderate to severe disabilities. Cool. And so that's kind of where we're at right now.
Cool. So what are some interests of you? Did you like my text the other day when I would text you about hopefully you're on the golf course?
I was.
I nailed it. I knew where he might be in that sunshine.
No, so one of the big blessings in the last couple of years is I get to coach golf at the high school for the boys and girls golf teams, and so I do a lot of golfing. Get to enjoy teaching lessons through the Parks and Rec here in Chehalis, and so golf is a big part of our family and kind of what we do. So sports.
Both dad and father-in-law, right?
Yeah. Both dad and father-in-law play. And so we have, we'll often go out. It'll be 3 generations of us going out together. And, we just played in a tournament with my father-in-law, and, McKenna and Connor were with us, and we got, first place, 3rd division. Don't know what 3rd division was, but first place.
Who
and we
cares?
Got some stuff.
First
I know.
Place. We got first place.
That's, we got, I know.
That sounds like some steak. involved.
I don't know. Who cares?
It was beef jerky.
Beef jerky.
Beef
okay.
jerky. And, but, hey, we got a great polo shirt out of it for
nice.
Each of us.
There you
and
go.
Got some
nice.
Free golf balls, and that's about all we that's can we can hope
all,
for.
All,
yeah.
all they mustered up for you. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. Hopefully a plaque says first place.
Yeah. You know, they gave us mugs that said first place.
There you go.
So, yeah. So it was good. That was good. Cool. Kids were excited. I was kind of excited, too.
Yeah.
So.
No. For someone who their sports world was, I didn't even get a participation trophy. I just was terrible. So to get a first place mug, man, take that.
Yeah.
Take that and put that
That's
on the
That's why
you're
mantle. The number one fan.
I am.
Not
I was
the number one participant.
No. And Devin, I don't know if I've told, but I did. My senior year, I was voted most spirit filled or whatever it was. So yeah, I totally resembled that. Totally, without question.
I can't play, but I'll be in the front row cheering you on.
I will be. I will be. So. Yeah. All right, hey Matt. We've been talking. In fact, we spent a little time talking with Lloyd Moretz. Those who are listening to us on a regular basis got to hear from him, and I know you know Lloyd, but talk to us about how the missional community journey started for Matt and Kelsey.
Yeah. So yeah, I've been involved in ministry for a long time before transitioning to being a full-time teacher, and so I can't remember when it was, but. We had a guy come to Portland for a pastor's conference. I think it was Warm. I don't know.
Okay.
Michael Frost. And okay. so he kind of rocked my world
he's
a little
He's the Australian guy, right?
He's the Australian guy.
Yeah, Australia.
He wrote, at the time, his book was called Road to Missional. And I had just actually read it. And he came in to kind of, you know, talk with pastors and kind of share a little bit about what does it look like to be missional? What is the need for the church in the world? And so kind of share his story a little bit. So it was kind of fun. I was a part of helping kind of plan some things for the conference. And so I got the opportunity to drive him back and forth from his hotel to the college where the conference was being held. And so it was one night kind of, late after the conference, and you know, he's an Australian and he likes to drink beer, and so we were just kind of like, you know, hey, you want to go get a drink after all of this? And so there was a group of us, we went to a local pub and we just sat and talked for like 2 hours and just got to pick his brain and talk to him, and he just kind of blew my world up about what missional was, what the church was supposed to be about. And it was right about that time that I was kind of coming, what I felt like was the end of my time as a youth pastor and needing to kind of decide, you know, where was God leading in all this. And so that kind of just, so I'm like, it took all the things that I had been believing and thinking about in youth ministry and wanting to apply that to adults and be more experiential and doing some different things. And that kind of started the journey.
Cool. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Well, I remember that conference, and having Michael Frost there, and, I did not get to drive him around, nor did I get to experience the after party, but, I sat at his table.
Well, first of all, you weren't old enough for that.
I was.
For the after party. You were not.
I was.
You were 12. Come on. Not.
But I got to sit at his table at lunch. And in that short conversation time around the table, I was, as you said, like he, in just again, that short conversation, he rocked my world on what it looked like to live this way. Not a buzzword, but what did it look like to orient one's life around the mission of God in the world?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's appealing.
Yeah. That's something I can do. Yeah. Or attempt. We'll use the word attempt too. Okay, cool. Yeah. So you you're in Olympia Lacey.
Yeah. So at that point we were was at the Olympia Lacey Church, being the youth pastor there, and just really felt this burden that I had done one too many youth overnighters and was just needing to be done. I had my I think we had just had our youngest, our fourth child, and I really just was wanting to try some different things, and really wanted to see some different things happen, and just in the context of where we were at, it just wasn't going to happen. And I remember calling Lloyd Moritz, our district pastor at the time, and just kind of said, hey, this is kind of what I'm thinking about wanting to do.
Right.
Is there any money for that kind of a thing? Is there any money at all for this? Because I mean, I didn't know how to make this happen.
You didn't have a plan.
Didn't have any idea. And he just said, no, there's no money to do it there. But if you want to move to Yakima, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I remember,
wow, you know what that's called? That's manipulation.
And so
it's called an opportunity.
No, listeners, Lloyd is in Yakima. That's what that was about. Yeah. I was trying to get you to Yakima. Yeah. Because you guys would become very great friends.
Really good friends. Yeah, we're really close. Yes. And
Lloyd does listen to us once in a while. I know he's told me that, but Lloyd, you just be shaking your head right now. That's what that was about.
Yeah. So it was like shortly after that, we were like, yeah, this is what we want to do. And got a chance to talk with Lloyd and Kathy a little bit more. And it was a pretty quick transition. It took just a few months of letting the church know in Olympia that we were moving this direction. And so we packed our family up and moved to Yakima. And so we just experimented for 5 years in Yakima, trying to figure out what does missional community look like, what works well, what didn't work well for us. Part of that process was closing a church that, needed to be,
closed
and put to rest. No. And then just seeing God do some really cool things and birthing some fun relationships. Cool. So.
Got another question, Devin, at all before? We move out of the missional community question. That's why I'm asking. Is there anything else you want to ask?
Well, in just that transition and the newness, was something that you had been challenged in, but not had not lived out until moving over there.
Yeah, it was. Heard this challenge from Michael Frost, and I had read quite a bit, and it was things that I wanted to see happen. And we had a pretty, like, when we were at the Olympia Lacey Church of God, we had this very vibrant small groups ministry. That really, they were not just small groups. Some of these groups lived as missional communities. They lived together. Right. They had shared life for a long time. The group that I was a part of, we were there for almost 9 years, and we were a part of the. There was a group of us that had been together and lived life and raised kids together and done ministry.
Which
and
is
mission.
Fun, by the way.
It's really close to a lot of them still, and just a great fun experience. And but really wanted the opportunity to see what did that look like on a church-wide setting, like where everybody was committed and involved in that level. And so that's where we just were excited about trying to do something in Yakima and just learned a lot through that process of then figuring out what did co-vocational ministry look like?
Right.
And how does that play out in the church? And so.
Right. No. Which is difficult when you're trying to navigate both. And then you add your family.
Mm-hmm.
Having school, just having your kids go to school, those type of things. So.
Yeah.
The other thought I just would have is, you got some training from a group of people called, it's called 3DM. And, tell us a little bit about that experience of, cause you were helpful to me. I don't know if you remember you and I meeting at Starbucks when I was first introduced to it. It's like, yeah, I got some red flags here, Matt. I don't know about these guys.
Yeah.
And obviously since that time I've fallen in love with them, but, they're amazing guys. And every time I'm in a huddle with Mike McCoy, he kicks my butt, but that's beside the point. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah. So in the process of going to Yakima, and recognizing this is, we wanted to look at what is Mishal community, how to develop it. You know, there was, at that time, there were a lot of organizations that were doing training on Mishal community and what that looked like. And,
okay.
and so in the process of moving there and having conversations with Lloyd, we kind of just went through and kind of just, I don't know, almost did like interviews with these different organizations just to find out more about them and what they were going to offer from a coaching standpoint, because we were not going to do a traditional church plant. Right. And so that was, so a lot of the traditional church planning coaching was not going to really be helpful for what we wanted to do.
Correct. Yeah.
And so in the process, we, you know, we really hit on 3DM, because I really, you know, the catchphrase that Mike Breen always throws out is that, you know, you can kind of that idea of if you, you know, build a church, you won't always have disciples, but if you build disciples, you'll always have a church. And so
I throw that around all the time.
Yeah. So, you know,
cause it's good.
It's really good. Yeah. And it's truthful. Yeah. And to be honest with you, with every church plant, you know, you want to be hopeful that it's going to be, you know, thriving and amazing and successful, but at the very end of it, you're not guaranteed that.
No,
and so our, you know, our desire was to see people grow in their faith and to see people be challenged. And we really liked 3DM because they didn't promise us anything. And it was that kind of a recognition, hey, if this is all we get to do for 3 years and then we're done, we've helped people. Even if we're not successful, we've helped people.
Right.
And so we really like that. So we jumped in.
They've wrecked me.
Well, it's interesting. There's been a lot of really good that's come out of 3DM, because I'm still love it. I still practice. And it's been, it's been 9 years.
Yeah. Cause Devin and I are 7.
Yeah.
We're 7 years in.
Yeah, we 2014.
I went to the workshop.
Yeah.
And in 2014, March.
Yeah.
And then we started in October. But yeah, I was actually talking to Lloyd earlier today. And I said, they've wrecked me. I don't want, this is how I want to do ministry for the rest of my life. I don't want to look at it any different way. And I know sometimes I think people, particularly pastors, maybe even lay people, look at it as, oh, this is just, you know, something Elmer's, he's in this fad, he's kind of crazy, and Devin, you know, they're just weirdly two weird guys who just think that this is the answer, like making disciples. And I'm like, I do think it's, and I've not in nearly 39 years of ministry, I've not found anything so reproducible.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the word I would use, because it's not easy.
No, I
mean, it's not easy.
And I think that was the beautiful thing that I liked about it. I mean, and it's, this is the hard part about the 3DM. It is hard. It is reproducible, but it doesn't guarantee success because you're working with people. And so, you know, we went through, we were there for 5 years and did a lot of great discipleship, did a lot of great work, but we never, we just never saw the fruit that we were hoping to see happen. But the cool thing is that I know within the Pacific Northwest Association of the Church of God, there's been, other missional communities have been planted through that process of just getting started and people being able to see kind of the example of what we did in Yakima and saying, hey, I want to do that.
Right, we can do that.
And to see, and that it'll continue to happen. Cause I think it's what I loved about missional community is it provided an opportunity to engage with people that I never would have in the church, in a traditional church setting.
Right. Yeah. And I think I would say this, I'm going to guess you and Kelsey maybe don't feel this way, but we're blessed to have you here. So Yakima's pain in to watch you leave was our excitement to see you come back in the area.
Well, cool thing
for
is
for me personally,
it
was,
well, and it was, I mean, you know, we did our timeline today and talking about our timeline and seeing all the transitions that, you know, your life takes, especially in ministry, there's a lot of transitions that can happen for life. And at the time, some of those transitions are painful and hard, but being able to look back, and the intensity of that pain isn't the same. And then you also get to see the blessing that comes out of sure. that. You know, and to see us leave, and so Brent and Kaylee, who they came and replaced us, and they're living the missional life now. They're in Yakima with this group that we kind of had been working with, and they're continuing the work. And it's really cool to see because their kids have married kids that were a part of this group. And so you think about like just that whole idea of, you know,
a little family dynamic.
Yeah, there's just lots of fun things that you get to see how God works in the midst of somebody leaving and somebody else coming, and then you see blessing get multiplied into other people's lives, and the work continues and goes on.
We're about three things. What are they?
Living a life worth imitating.
And we're going to do reproducible discipleship.
Yep, and sharing those kingdom stories.
Yeah, all right. God bless.
See you guys.
This podcast is produced by Ian Goodell, and if you would like to contact us, visit formjourney.com as well as Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. We would love to hear your kingdom stories, and thanks for listening. God bless.